Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Debbie P. The scripture is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 11 through 20.
We are all rich. The book of 1 Timothy is a pastoral letter from the Apostle Paul to his colleague Timothy, who was leading the church at Ephesus at the time. Paul had converted Timothy to Christianity, mentored him, traveled with him spreading the gospel, and advised and instructed him through letters when they were apart. Paul considered Timothy a son in the faith, a trusted companion, and a faithful friend. Today's reading includes final instructions and encouragement to Timothy at the end of this letter. Previously, in verse 10, Paul warned about the love of money being the root of all kinds of evil. He followed this up in verse 18 by telling Timothy to command the rich to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. We can think of many examples of wealthy people who have accomplished great things in this world by sharing their wealth with others. One article I read ranked Warren Buffett and Bill and Melinda Gates in the top two spots for philanthropic giving. Their focus on health initiatives and poverty alleviation around the world is impressive, with their combined donations totaling approximately $80 billion at the time of the article I read. Sadly, there are other very wealthy people who cling tightly to their riches, ignoring the needs all around them. In our own corner of the world, our church has been gifted with several endowments provided by church members, some of whom have died and some who are still living. These generous people have given significant sums of money to help our various ministries continue to provide for others. What a blessing. However, although the wealthy may have more money with which to do good, we can all be rich in good deeds, no matter what our financial resources look like. A sweet memory comes to my mind from over 25 years ago when my nephew Tim was about 10 years old. A classmate named Amy was injured in an accident involving a downed tree, which left her a quadriplegic and unable to speak. Tim's class held a fundraiser for Amy's medical bills. Tim had just received a very generous $50 birthday gift from his grandparents. Without any prompting, he chose to donate it all to Amy's fundraiser. He was a kind and compassionate little boy who grew up to be the man of integrity he is today. I am also reminded of the many volunteers in our church from different age groups with various income levels and backgrounds who regularly show up to serve. Some perform activities in the background and some are more visible, but all are following the command to love God and others. We are all rich in various ways, and when we put our hope in God and not in wealth or any other worldly thing, we are even richer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for the blessings you have provided us and for opportunities to bless others with our time, talents, and treasures. Help us to heed Paul's words to do good, to be rich in good deeds, and to be generous and willing to share. We put our hope in you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.